Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. Happy New Year to all the listeners out there of the Smart Cleaning School podcast. I am so grateful that each of you has been listening, whether you've been tuning in since the beginning in 2019, or you joined and started listening to the podcast in late 2023. Wherever you are, thank you for being a part of this journey. I have had an incredible time sharing all of my ideas and all of the quote-unquote teachings that Ken has. I have a lot of information in my brain, hence 400 and now 15 podcast episodes. But you may have noticed there's been a slight change, a slight shift. In the beginning, I started with the solo cleaning school and two episodes per week. I moved that to the smart cleaning school, still doing two episodes a week. My goal there was to move it away from just helping solos to helping everybody and being an ambassador for the industry. I made a shift in 2023 down to one episode per week and really honing in on the niche where I'm the expert. Yes, I am building and scaling a company, a commercial cleaning company, and we are at 10 employees and we're growing, and that's awesome. But you know what? I've been a solo optimizer for almost 20 years, and that's where I am the best, and that's what I coach. I'm an expert. I developed this solo elite membership powered by the ISO model course. The ISO model is my proprietary coaching model, which stands for initialize, stabilize, optimize, the three phases to starting and optimizing a solo cleaning business. What does that even mean? Well, the tagline is this. Tell me if this sounds good to you. Would you like to optimize your solo cleaning business and earn full-time income through part-time cleaning without the drama of employees? That's the tagline. If that sounds good to you, I've done it twice, and it feels great to have the freedom at this level, time and money freedom, with your own cleaning business by yourself. No employees, no hassles, no drama, just showing up at a handful of clients a couple days a week. So I've taken my episodes in the past 9 to 10 months, again, back down to one per week, and I have focused more on helping you, the startup and the struggling solo, or the solo that's doing great and you just want to get to the next level. But you don't want to scale right now. There's a time and place for that. And I am a major advocate of it. If you just go back and listen to my roadmap podcast, and you can see that the box 9 of the final part of the Solo Elite and the ISO model are the three S's. Stay a solo, or scale a solo, or sell a solo. But not yet. So I have focused and honed in on the niche of helping you, the solo cleaner, to optimize. That's what this podcast is for. You are who I'm helping. The solo elite is who I'm helping. At the end of this episode, I'm going to share two things. There's two ads I'll be playing. The first one will just be a thank you to our podcast sponsor, CBF. And at the end of that, I will share an ad, but really it's just me sharing the actual work that I'm doing and how exactly I'm helping cleaners in the industry. And I will invite you to join the Solo Elite membership if you want what I just described. There are many people that are doing it and being successful through it. So I invite you to join that. Next, let me just share where we're going in 2024. And I've alluded to this. You've noticed I've had some best ofs, and I did that through the Christmas season. I'm evaluating where I'm taking the podcast. I'm going to stick to one podcast episode a week. However, I'm going to go a slightly different direction. I will have some new episodes. I will have some interviews, But predominantly, my focus is going to be helping the solo cleaner, specifically helping the solo cleaner that is joining or needs to join the Solo Elite membership. So I'll be bringing you a couple different things. First and foremost, inside of the Solo Elite membership, I do monthly and possibly biweekly as we grow, Q&As and topical discussions for solo cleaners, how they can optimize and get to the next level. I'll be taking clips from those membership Q&As and sharing those clips here. I want you to hear those. I want you to hear what goes on inside of the membership. I want you to know the type of help that there is. Because if you're stressed out and you're not getting the help you need, maybe through this podcast as it was, or through some of the Facebook groups or any local mentorship groups you're part of, or just looking on Google, if you're not getting the help you need and you're struggling, you will need what I'm bringing in 2024 to this podcast. So that's the first piece. I'll be bringing clips. I don't know the exact frequency and how often, but as an idea, I'm thinking about doing this monthly. And based on that particular Q&A from a particular month that I do inside my membership, there's probably a theme. There's probably a topic. And I'm going to be chopping up this 400 plus episode podcast, which is a behemoth, which I don't even know all the episodes I've done. I'm going to categorize finally these 400 plus episodes into topics. Obviously, there's main topics people are interested in, like mindset, business owner mentality, delayed gratification, pricing, how to estimate, how to do proposals, marketing, how to get new customers, how to scale your business, how to get employees. Yes, I'll talk about that, even though this is for solos, because people still ask the question. These are all categories by topic that I can organize finally. And that is something that will be made available to members of Solo Elite. However, what I'll do is I'll combine the new material, which will be clips from these membership calls, and I'm going to bring in these older episodes which fit into a specific theme or topic that I want to teach for a given month. And it probably will coincide with a membership call Q&A that I did. For example, we do one on coaching, which will coming up soon. Are you coachable? So I'll do some older episodes that I'll bring you of, are you coachable? How coachable are you, etc. Mindset, that'll go along with it. So there'll be educational topics and themes which will help to guide you this year. Because, you know, topics all over the board are good information. What I want you guys and gals to do this year is I want you to grow. I want you to hear information and I want you to apply it. So if I work by theme and topic, I believe you can do a better job at staying on task and really making the Smart Cleaning School your number one resource to grow your solo cleaning company. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm going forward. And again, I will have new episodes as I deem them necessary. I will do some more interviews because I love doing them, and I'll share those as well. And I'll keep you updated as this podcast transforms and as it evolves over time. I love doing the podcast. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. As always, I request that you send me some feedback. Do you like this new format? Do you have specific episodes you'd like me to record for you? Do you want more specific information on a certain topic? So you can feel free to email me at ken@smartcleaningschool.com to share that feedback with me. So there you go. There's an update. Happy New Year 2024. These next four episodes are really good. They're great teaching lessons, but really they're pure humor. You will enjoy them because I thoroughly enjoyed making them. All right, Smart Cleaning School, thanks for listening to this 10-minute intro. So here you go. Let's give you the Who Paid for Lunch series. Episode one of that series is this one, Allow a Giver to Give. Welcome back to the Solo Cleaning School. I can't wait to teach you the mindset of allowing a giver to give. But before we do, I do have some funny papers. Christmas time edition. Here you go. I have talked many times about a veterinary hospital that I clean. I won't say which one it is, but I can tell you there has been some fun things that happened there. So my son and I were cleaning this for 2 years before my daughter ever came on board. But during those 2 years, we were cleaning on Thursday nights. One such Thursday night was really fun. The workers are already there till 9, and during Christmas season, they decorate a tree, they paint the windows, they have snacks, they have music, and they have fun. So I came at the usual time, and they were all still there setting up decorations. I had to work, so we did our best to work around them. The attic door was down. They're getting things from the attic to decorate, so we're trying to get around this door, which is in a small hallway. And there comes a point where I am cleaning in the main reception area, and there are 5 vet techs and a few doctors, and they are trying to pull off a pyramid. What are you talking about? You know, like cheerleading, when you got like 3 people on the bottom, 2 people on top of that, 1 person on top, they're doing this incredible pyramid thing. Yep, they were doing that right in the reception of the vet hospital. I didn't know what to do. I'm cleaning. 5 people are building a pyramid. You go, okay, try this, kneel this way, try that. And you see them try it, and then they fall over, they topple. I'm like, do I laugh? Do I cry? Do I smile? Okay, they know I'm here. And eventually they absolutely nail it, and they're there, and they're about to get down, and I said, hey guys, would you like me to take a picture? Be glad to. They said, yeah, please, would you? So one of them gave me their phone, and I started taking some pictures. So I'm cleaning a veterinary hospital, and I end up taking pictures of a human cheerleading pyramid right there in the reception. That's one story. Here's something else that happened, not related to a picture, but in the same place. No one's there except my son and I, late on a Thursday night. Me, my son, and Alexa. Do you ever ask Alexa to, Alexa, can you tell us some jokes? And she does. Well, if you have a immature 15-year-old and an immature 42, 43-year-old, that'd be me, you say things like this, Alexa, can you make a fart noise? And the next thing you hear was, and we're laughing. Oh my gosh, Kenny, it just worked. We asked for a fart noise. We got a fart noise. I said, watch this, Kenny. Alexa, can you make a wet fart noise? I cannot possibly make the sound here, but Alexa did the most disgusting and hilarious wet fart noise I have ever heard. We fell off the couches we were sitting on. We were in so much pain of laughter that we almost lost our dinner. It was so painfully funny. And so if you're out there cleaning places late and there's an Alexa, I'm not saying you should try the Alexa wet fart, but if you want to, I'm not saying it won't work. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, did you like that? The Alexa wet fart? That was pretty bad. That was pretty raunchy. I apologize. I hope you find it funny, because I thought it was. So now let's dive into the title of today's episode, Allow a Giver to Give. Now, I want to share that this came about many times in my life in the past 5 years. I've told you about the mastermind community that I belong to, Total Life Freedom. We do retreats all over the country, members, entrepreneurs from all over the US and a couple overseas are a part of Total Life Freedom. What's really cool is that there's a couple that are right here local in the Philadelphia area. And I'll give a shout out to those people right now. My buddy John Stange, pastor, and Emily Bruner, photographer, John Schuchman, realtor, Brad Emming, Google expert. And we met recently. We wanted to have a TLF Philly lunch. We gathered at Chili's in King of Prussia. It was a blast. We talked, we shared wins, best practices, what's working for you, what's not, tips on podcasts. There's so many different things we ripped into while we ate lunch for about 2 hours. We laughed a lot, telling each other jokes. I think there's one part where the waitress came over to me after taking all the orders, and I just said a joke. She says, "What will you have?" And I'll say, "Well, I'm trying to keep the budget low, so I think I'll just have two packs of saltine crackers." And she just looked at me, and the other people at the table were like, "What did he just say?" And they're laughing. I mean, that's how close we are. We're friends, but we're also mastermind buddies, and we push each other to perform and to be accountable. So it's a great atmosphere, and we're so excited to be able to do this, and we plan on doing it more often. So wouldn't you know it, lunch is nearing a close, and the waitress comes over with a check. John Stonge gobbled that receipt up so quick and was on the tablet they have at the table to pay by credit card. And we were like, "Oh my gosh, John." And they started to try and talk John out of it. And I stopped them all. And I shared my struggle, lifelong struggle with them on allowing people to give. And when I was done in about a 30-second version, they all agreed with me. And we as a group decided to allow John the honor to pay for lunch so that he could give to us. They all understood, and John was so happy. You see, we allowed a giver to give, and this is so powerful. Now that you see how that went down, now it's time for me to explain the mindset. In the classic book, The Go-Giver by Bob Berg, he lays out the five laws of stratospheric success. The final law ties it all together. And I quote, "The law of receptivity states that the key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving." This is vital. You cannot give if no one receives. If you refuse to receive, you literally stop a giver from giving. There is a natural and beautiful symmetry between the two, and each are vitally important. It's unhealthy to only receive and never give, as this stops the blessing from flowing from you and to you. It's equally unhealthy to only give and never receive. Bob, in this amazing book, he is very clear that we must learn to acquire the skill of each, giving and receiving. And it is a skill many of us have to learn. I did. When we do learn these skills, we can function in this stratospheric success he talks about. See, I have personally struggled with this my whole life. I never wanted to ask for anything, for any help. I would do it all by myself. My wife would literally have to force me to ask for help when we had to move. I didn't want to ask anyone. "Hey, Ken, do you get anyone to help you?" No. "Are you going to ask?" No. "Why don't you ask John? Why don't you ask Bob? Why don't you ask Seth?" All right. I had to literally force myself, pry myself to do it. Does this relate to you? Or if someone wanted to give you a gift, "Oh, that's okay. You don't have to do that for me." Or if someone wants to pay for you, "Oh, that's okay. I'll pay for it." I would never ask anyone for money. I wouldn't ask anyone for help, and I wouldn't ask anyone for advice. Remember the podcast episode I did called 18 Gutter Bowls? Yes, that's where I bowled a 12, and I was like 135 average at the time because I didn't take advice. I also did an episode, The Four Windows, where there are people that will not ask for help. That's the first box. That was me. I was unwilling to change. I didn't want to ask for any help. But why? Why was I like this? Well, I found out when I was talking to my dear friend and my men's accountability partner with my marriage and all things related to being a family man, a father, a Christian, my buddy Billy Altman. He answered this question for me a few years ago. He said this, "Ken, you're a firstborn. You're independent, and that's a good thing. But you're not asking anyone for help. Do you know what that's called?" I replied, "No, Billy, what is it?" He uttered one word that changed everything. Pride. That stung badly because I knew Billy was right. I was literally holding back givers from their deep desire and conviction to give. It's pride. I had a pride that thought, "Oh, I'm good enough. I don't need the help. I can do it. I'm independent." And maybe I was trained this way. I don't know. Maybe it's just the firstborn thing. I don't know that either. But I know that Billy was right. It was pride. And this is a big problem, as givers need receivers to receive from them. And I immediately changed course after this conversation with Billy, and I've been a much better receiver over the past years. And guess what? Not only have I learned by breaking the pride causing me to hold back from letting people give to me, not only have I opened up the flow of giving to receiving in my life, I have also become a much better giver. Let me say that again. I have also become a much better giver. Giving was not an easy thing for me, but now I love giving. Literally, I love it, and it feels great, and I understand what this law of receptivity means. I have learned how to receive by breaking the pride, and I have learned how to give. Those two skills are now developing in my own life, and the success in my life has literally catapulted since I got this down. And so I wonder, is this a coincidence? I don't think so, and if you listen to this a few times through, you'll probably agree that this is a law of stratospheric success. You've got to allow a giver to give, and you've got to become a giver. Now back to our lunch meetup at Chili's. John was smiling from ear to ear once he put this meal on his credit card. We were all smiling ear to ear because we got a free lunch, but we also served John. Isn't that crazy? By us getting a free lunch and receiving with an open heart, with no pride, it allowed that giver to give. It made us happy. It made him happy. And what's super amazing is that we will do these meetups every 1 month or every 3 months, whatever it is. And John has just set the precedent that one of us will get the opportunity to buy the rest of the meals for those that came to lunch. And I hope I get the next chance. And you might think, why would you want to be the one to pay all that money? Because I understand Bob Berg's fifth law of stratospheric success, the law of receptivity. Allow a giver to give. Does that make sense? Well, let's find out. I'm going to give you a chance to allow a giver to give. I recently started offering up 30 minutes of my calendar every single week to answer questions to anyone in this podcast audience. And I really wanted to use that 30 minutes as an opportunity to be grateful that you are here. And whatever questions that you might have that are not answered in the podcast, if you want to ask me directly, go to my website. The link is here at the bottom of the podcast show notes. Click on that link, schedule a call with Ken, and I look forward to talking to you over the phone down the road. Have an awesome week. I would like to thank our podcast sponsor, CBF. Are you a residential company with a team wanting to scale your house cleaning company on your own to seven figures and beyond? You can do this. But why would you try? Debbie Sardone shared her proven system to getting residential cleaning owners to seven figures faster, with more profit and better career cleaners in CBF Success Stories with Debbie Sardone and Friends. I highly recommend CBF to any residential cleaning company looking to scale to seven figures. Check out the Smart Cleaning School's CBF exclusive deal. Get Debbie's impactful Succeeding on First-Time Cleans for 50% off and a free CBF discovery call with Debbie or one of her certified CBF coaches. Just go to smartcleaningschool.com/resources and you'll find featured sponsor at the top of the page. If you want to scale your residential cleaning business to $1 million, get CBF now. As we begin 2023, I want you all to know where I am putting my energy. Number one, I mean business-wise, obviously family and our church, these are all really important places that we put our energy. But as far as business, where does Ken put his entrepreneurial energy? Right here. Number one, I am growing our local cleaning company, C3, Carfagno Commercial Cleaning, here in the Philly area, where we are the proud winners of the Small Business Award, the Small Business of the Year in the Indian Valley 2023, and we continue to grow this company past 10 employees to 20 to 30 and to continue expanding and scaling. So that's the number one place I'm putting my energy. But what about number two? Oh, all you kids out there listening, yeah, don't snicker. Don't do the whole number two thing. I didn't put you guys in the podcast as number two. That's just coincidence. Number two, this podcast and the Solo Elite membership. I am helping solo cleaners optimize their solo business to earn full-time income through part-time cleaning without the drama of employees. No time is better than now. If you've been struggling and you don't want to scale right now and you don't have any money, you don't have any time, and you're tired of asking a gazillion questions on Facebook, how to hire, how to scale, how to clean this, let's get you to the first level of freedom. It is amazing to make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year part-time, a couple days a week or 4 days a week and a couple hours a day. Yes, you can do this on under 20 hours, full-time income, part-time hours, no drama of employees. Does that sound good to you? You need to join the Solo Elite membership. Let me tell you more about it. Get access to this game-changing training for only $57 per month or $597 per year in the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com/elite. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo cleaning business. Plus, you get access to the Solo Elite community, which has the bonus podcast content, the categorized podcast episodes and podcast starter packs, the monthly membership Q&A and topical discussions we do on Zoom. You get access to 50% off additional courses and access to 50% off private coaching with me to personally walk you through the ISO model using my ISO model scorecard. It's the dashboard. You can map your business on a scorecard to see where you are at all times so you know what goals to set, and I can help you set those. All of this is included in the Solo Elite membership at virtually no price at all. It is so inexpensive. $57 a month is an incredible value, so jump on it. If you would like even more reason to try it out, you can also sample this membership with our brand new Backstage Pass, which is found on our homepage, smartcleaningschool.com. I'm so excited to meet you and to see you in the Solo Elite, and most importantly, to help you get unstuck, to help you get unstuck and get you optimized and enjoying the life of freedom that your cleaning business can and should provide. Thanks so much for listening to the Smart Cleaning School podcast. Have an amazing week.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.